And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2015. June the 16th, Bloomsday, celebrated by James Joyce fans all over the world, commemorating the day on which the events of the novel Ulysses take place. James Joyce chose it June 16, 1904, because it was the day of his first date with Nora Barnacle, who became his wife. They met each other on Nassau Street in Dublin on the 10th of June. They chatted. They agreed to meet up later. She stood him up on that first date. And on the 15th, James Joyce, 22, sent a note to her. He said, "I looked for a long time at a head of reddish-brown hair and decided it was not yours. I went home quite dejected. I would like to make an appointment, but it might not suit you. I hope you will be kind enough to make one with me, if you have not forgotten me." And they met up the next day, June the 16th, went for a walk around the south bank of the Liffey in Dublin, and Joyce later chose this day for the setting of Ulysses. His publisher, Sylvia Beach, organized a celebratory luncheon in Paris on June the 16th, 1929. But the first modern celebration of Bloomsday was in 1954, when the Irish writers Flann O'Brien and Patrick Kavanagh got together with the critic John Ryan and a cousin of James Joyce's, Tom Joyce, to make a pilgrimage around Dublin to stop at the Martello Tower, where the opening scene of the novel takes place, and Davy Burns's pub, where Leopold Bloom eats a gorgonzola cheese sandwich, and 7 Eccles Street, where Bloom and his wife Molly lived. The 4 men acted out the dialogue. They rode in horse-drawn carriages like those in the scene of Paddy Dignam's funeral, and they were supposed to end up in the red light section of Dublin, where the 15th chapter of Ulysses' Night Town is set. But they were too drunk by then, and they lost their ambition. It's the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born Lockport, New York, 1938, grew up on her parents' farm nearby. Parents were not educated, but they encouraged her in her passion for books and writing. Her grandmother gave Joyce her first typewriter when she was 14. Published her first short story collection, By the North Gate, 1963, the first novel in 1964 with Shuddering Fall. She's produced over 50 novels to date. Joyce Carol Oates once said, "A writer who has published as many books as I have has developed of necessity a hide like a rhino's, while inside there dwells a frail, hopeful butterfly of a spirit." Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats. An Irish airman foresees his death. "I know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. My country is Kiltartan Cross. My countrymen Kiltartans poor. No likely end could bring them loss or leave them happier than before. Nor law nor duty bade me fight, nor public men nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight drove to this tumult in the clouds. I balanced all, brought all to mind. The years to come seemed waste of breath, a waste of breath, the years behind, in balance with this life, this death." A poem by William Butler Yeats, An Irish Airman Foresees His Death. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.